As of yesterday, we have 606 registered OneSpark projects.
And the deadline to register coming up soon.
Yes, we extended it to February 21st based on the big announcement we made a couple weeks ago that we have $3.25 million in potential private investment on the table for creator projects this year.
And Jaguars owner Shad Khan put some money down, didn't he?
Yep, he matched his last year's, which is about $1 million in potential capital investment. And he also likes to focus on projects that are going to be based here in Jacksonville.
Let's explain, for those that didn't come to the festival last year was the first year, it made a huge splash. For those that didn't know about OneSpark, what's it all about?
Sure. Well, we are the world's crowdfunding festival. So for 5 days in April, and this year it's April 9th through the 13th, we have creator projects exhibiting all over downtown Jacksonville. We're up to, I believe, 74 venues, and you can come vote for your favorite projects, which is how our $200,000 crowdfund is divided out. We also have awards this year on the table in each of our five categories of art, innovation, music, science, and tech. So if you're the top vote getter in one of those categories, you get an additional $10,000. And we have juried awards this year where we'll have 2 to 4 jurors in each category that'll pick 3 final projects in each of the categories. And we'll have like a Shark Tank type presentations on Sunday, and they will decide the big winner of our juried awards, which are also each $10,000.
Now, in addition to this deadline of the 21st to register your idea, you also want to put the word out about recruiting volunteers and matching up creators and venues. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have matchmaking that starts on Valentine's Day. We thought that was clever. So we actually stay out of the matchmaking process. That's between the venues and the creators. So if a creator is interested in a venue, they can say, hey, I think we'd be a good match, and they mutually decide that that's going to be a good venue for them.
How do you get the two together?
It's all done through our website.
Through the website.
So they can message each other through our website. It's very easy to do, and that will end February 28th. So we will know the first week of March what projects are going to be in what venues downtown.
And last year I noticed that there's pretty stiff competition to get a venue that's right there downtown in and around Hemming Plaza. Is it going to be the same this year?
Well, we have a much more concentrated footprint this year, which was some of the feedback we got from attendees, creators, volunteers last year. So it's now 20 square blocks, much more concentrated programming all around the footprint. So all the venues are going to be high traffic this year because we'll be bringing people around the festival.
Now, this year you're putting out the call. You want more science and tech ideas. Why?
Yes. Compared to some of the other categories, they're a little low, but you know what? If you enter the science and tech, that means those two $10,000 awards, your chances are much higher in those two categories. So we'd love to see a little more science and tech. So if you have a great idea, it's not too late. It can be in any stage of development. Just why not go for it?
And so what would you say to those who think, I have this idea, but I just don't think it would get any votes. I'm not sure I should do this.
Well, if you believe in your idea, it's a great place to get validation, feedback, to see, you know, what you should change, what you could move forward with. You just really need a good pitch and a cool exhibit. And, you know, why not go for it? There's all this money on the table. You don't have a lot to lose. If you're a student, it's free to register with a .edu email address, and it's $65 for anybody else. So it's a pretty great deal.
Now, when you say cool exhibit, what does that mean?
Well, it could be anything. I mean, last year we had some musicians create really cool stages in Hemming Plaza. We had all kinds of stuff around the festival that, you know, you can exhibit it any way you want. It can artists display.
There really aren't any rules.
There's really not. You know, you just have to figure out based on your venue what, you know, would be what kind of, you're looking for in a venue and how can you can exhibit there.
Now, the website for those that have never visited it is b1spark.com. And isn't OneSpark going global?
Yes, there is some rumors about that. I will be making a big announcement coming up soon. We're really excited to be based here in Jacksonville, but, you know, OneSpark's a great idea, and there's some other people around the world that are
interested. People around the world are looking at you guys. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's great to put Jacksonville on a national stage.
So again, the deadline to register your idea for OneSpark is February 21st. The website, b1spark.com. Meredith O'Malley Johnson, PR and Volunteer Services Manager for the festival, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa.